Okay, here we go. I have 3 minutes to cover Barry's World, just enough. It's smart and savvy seller's step number 7. To be a smart, savvy seller, your step number 7 out of 10 is all about contract negotiations. My Barry's tip that goes along with Barry's World today is get a really, really good negotiator on your side or do not sell your property. In today's world, as with yesterday's world, your good negotiator real estate agent is worth about 1.5% of your sale price. 1.5%. A normal, traditional, ordinary agent who really is not a good negotiator may be worth up to 0.5% of your sale price, or frankly, maybe such an agent for negotiations is really worth less. Worthless. Yes, I said worthless. Do not consider selling your house unless and until you hire a top negotiator.
Bravo, Barry. Well said. If having a good top negotiator, the single most important aspect of everyone's sale of their home, or are there other things more important, Barry?
I've thought about this long and hard, Larry, for the last couple of months. It is the number one single most important aspect of a real estate agent. Yes, Larry, we're now declaring it on the Barry and Larry world and stage and the shows that a top negotiator is your single most important aspect when you're a seller or a buyer. Because in today's world, a knowledgeable seller can fairly accurately calculate the value of their home. If this knowledgeable consumers knows where to find the data, but it's no longer you have to know how to interpret it. Zillow data 5 years ago was worthless. Zillow data today is fairly often spot on when they're not trying to lowball somebody with one of their cash offers. Zillow is part of the iBuyer stuff. So you cannot trust Zillow. I'm saying this as my opinion. You cannot trust the Zestimate anymore because they may have an ulterior motive buying your house and getting $10,000 or $20,000 from you in a lowball offer. But Larry, you could go to Realtor.com, Homes.com, one of the best ones, RealtyTrack.com, This.com, That.com, and all free, and you look at all of them, and you might have a pretty good market value of your home. In yesterday's world, you couldn't do that because the internet sites didn't exist, or in more recent yesteryears, the internet sites had inaccurate information. Negotiations is king and queen, Larry. So let's remember, in the scheme of things, your negotiator is worthy of, in round numbers, our estimate, 1.5% of the selling price is a worthy compensation for a good negotiator. Get a top negotiator or don't sell your house is Barry's World for today.